And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
How is it that I can advise my lady to become a Christian? And I'm glad that he has a woman that he wants to teach, and he wants to teach her the truth. It is important, in order for our homes to be what God would have them to be, that mother and father work together in raising their children as Christians. Of course, that cannot happen unless mother and father are both Christians. The advice that I would give is simple. First of all, live a Christian example before her. 1 Peter chapter 3 teaches us that a wife may not be able to teach her husband the word by explaining it to him. Maybe he won't accept that. But when he sees her example, when he sees the chaste and holy life that she lives, then that will make an impact on him where other things might not have. The opposite can be true. We as husbands can live a Christian example before our wives that will influence them for good. If they see us willing to sacrifice due to our love for God and to treat our children as we should and raise them in the Lord as we should because of our love and respect for God and His Word, if our wives see us treating them as they should be treated with love and respect, then their hearts can be turned. Their hearts can be made soft by that so that they then will be more receptive to the message of the gospel. So first of all, live a Christian example before her. Secondly, teach her from the Word. Let her see you studying the Word of God on a daily basis. If she knows that it is important to you and she respects you, then she will be more likely to spend time in studying it herself. Teach her what the Bible says so that she knows what she can do and must do in order to be saved. And finally, encourage her. Constantly encourage her to look further down the road. Out of a love for herself and a love for her children, to learn about God, and then out of a love for what He has done, to obey Him. That is really what we must do in order to turn any person's heart toward the Lord. As a husband or a wife of an unbelieving spouse, you have an opportunity to exercise a great amount of influence for good. And that's what we must choose to do. We must choose to exercise whatever influence we have so that we can bring them closer to God and obedience to His Word.